The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So maybe you just drop everything, jump into the body of water, regardless of how ready your body feels, how the temperature of the water feels. Start on a dime. Or maybe you're very gentle, gradual, and how you metaphorically assume your Dharma posture. Just letting feet get used to the temperature of the water. And in your own time, inching your way in until you're immersed. Almost like we need to get permission, get consent from our animal body to let go. Does it feel safe enough to let go? And to some extent, sense of gaining consent from our body to let go. To some extent, that's a function of faith. Confidence in a path of letting go. Clarity about the constraints of grasping. The recognition that most holding on is just holding on to an illusion. Illusions of control. So we let go. The practice is a dialectic between giving and receiving, between doing and surrender. Between directing our attention and trusting that I am not one of the conditions on which awareness depends. On different days, different times, our mind calls for kind of different balance between activity and receptivity. Sometimes it's skillful. So just be very simple, directing the attention to the object of, say, breathing, the body more broadly, or sound. Sometimes receptivity and a surrender is in order. Then, in a sense, the object becomes non-distraction. The object becomes a stability, self, presence. We're careful about the kind of hierarchies that creep into our mind to structure experience, entangle us with grasping. We practice in a way that's consistent with the causes and conditions of this moment. To be awake to mere non-distraction means that phenomena are not sticky. The lure of meaning making has faded. We have to be respectful when our orbit of hopes and fears compelling, sticky, enlist us in meaning making. Some compassion for ourselves, for the intensity of being human. Some reassurance that we're going to have to love our way through this anyway. Finding our balance between activity and receptivity. Thank you.